Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning to you. It's a Wednesday. I hope it's not too wild, not too wacky, but I hope it's wonderful. It's a wavy Wednesday. It's a gravy Wednesday. A gravy boat Wednesday. Oh, that makes me think about Thanksgiving. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you. I hope that you are prepared for what is to come. And if you're waking up on your Wednesday morning at this hour, ouch. But you know, we're here to keep you company for the next hour. We got you. We got you. Thank you for all of your questions for Ask Amy Anything. I have gone back and answered a few of them already on our Facebook page, the ones that I can answer quickly. So check those out, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also on our show Twitter, when I am awakened so rudely on Wednesday afternoon. No, it's that alarm. Do you guys use the same alarm tone or the same alarm ringer? Is that what you call it? Alarm sound on your phone? It's to the point now where it's almost jarring, right? If I try to use a different sound, I don't think I would even hear it. But my brain is so conditioned to the one sound that I use. Would you like to hear it, Jay?
I would.
It's a mess. It really is a mess. In fact, it like instantly causes angst. And yet somehow, I'm able to turn it off and not realize I turned it off. Okay, this will be fun. I've never done this on the air before. All right, saving it. My phone says the alarm will go off soon. It's loud too. Anyway, for those of you who are not quite ready to get out of bed, maybe this will help. So yes, the alarm can be jarring. I suggest waking up to our show is a lot easier.
Have you ever heard your noise that you use in as alarm in public, like someone else's ringtone?
Yes.
And immediately it's just like, oh, what? Wait, what? And yes. Like, I'm late.
But yes, absolutely. I've heard someone's phone actually ring. It was their ringer for a call coming in, and it was my alarm tone, and it gave me agita. It's going to go off soon. Don't you worry. After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And I don't know if it's a tough morning for Celtics fans to wake up. They don't really have anything to worry about because it is a healthy lead still atop the Eastern Conference. And they did, in fact, have a 22-point lead. You ready?
That's soothing.
No, it's not.
Sounds like an ice cream man.
It does. But it's not soothing when it wakes you up every day
morning. I'm not used to that one, so it's like a little soothing to me. But I could, yeah, see that getting old quick.
Oh, yes. And it vibrates, too.
The best wake-ups are the ones where you don't need the alarm. If you wake up, like, right before it, which
you know what the worst is for other people in your house? When you go outside and walk the dog and you forget that the alarm is on your phone. Oh, my gosh, my poor husband, I've done that to him a couple of times. See, people are mad already. I've done it to him a couple times where I got up quickly thinking, okay, I'm going to go get the dogs out before he wakes up and I'll do this as a good wifey poo. And I leave my phone in the bedroom and then come back in. I'm all proud of myself. You know, nobody else had to wake up except the alarm had gone off like multiple times because he couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
Sorry.
I lost the Wife of the Year award, and it's only like 2 months in. Oh, it's so bad.
Keep it
so
bad. Toes.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that is combination ice cream truck and a baby's mobile, you know, that hangs over there.
Exactly.
Hangs over their crib. So that's my alarm. I kind of feel like whatever music we play is far more pleasant to wake up to, except that sometimes Jay plays the headbanger music, and then it hurts. Backstreet Boys, perfect. Star Wars music, perfect. Why can't I get a Star Wars ringtone on my phone? That's what
probably
I need.
Could.
But see, then I wouldn't feel like it was to wake me up. I would just incorporate it into my dreams. That's what would happen.
True. And also, you don't want to associate the Star Wars theme with my day is
the process of waking up.
Yeah,
that's so painful. I suck at mornings. It doesn't matter if the morning is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I still suck at it.
Yeah.
I got that from my mom. Sleep problems and not a morning person. Don't you hate it when your dogs are morning people? It's the worst.
Mine's not.
No.
Mine's not an afternoon or a night dog either.
Moose
so.
Isn't a morning person. He's just not an awake
just
person.
Doesn't really like to go outside much.
Does he still have his double bed?
No,
his
no
tower
more
bed.
Yeah, wish. He wishes, but no, it's just one now.
Moose had two beds, one stacked on top of the other one, and had to climb into it, which is not an easy feat for a bulldog. But once he was up there, he was king of the world.
Oh, it's like the bulldog and the pee in that thing.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, anytime I tell you, just be ready, it's coming. Anytime I tell you that in this case, the Celtics, I was going to say any team, had a 22-point lead with 9 minutes to go, there's only one reason why I'd be bringing it up. Right? I wouldn't generally be that specific about one team leading another team unless it all went horribly wrong after that. The Celtics were in Cleveland cruising to what was supposed to be their 12th consecutive win. Boston was up 93-71 with 9 minutes left.
Garland in the right corner, right of the lane. Back out front, Wade. Three ball, good! Boy, Dean Wade having a huge fourth quarter. He's got 15 points in the ball game, 12 of which have come here in the final period. Inbounds to Garland in the left corner, right in front of the Celtic bench. Garland to the foul line, Garland into the paint. Garland gave it to Allen. Garland right side, Wade. Three ball up, and good! Cavs lead! Dean Wade having the fourth quarter of his life. Cavs up 3-102-99 with 2:20 to go.
I'm sure for a second there you thought, who? No, not D. Wade resurrecting his NBA career. They brought him on a 10-day contract. No, not that. Dean Wade. 5 triples in the fourth quarter. He was en fuego. A 20-point fourth quarter was enough to outscore the Celtics all by himself. By the way, he had a career-high 23, which should tell you something. He had been lying in wait, almost like a snake. I'm not saying Dean Wade is a snake, but you know how a snake will lie in the weeds? You actually asked me about a gator just before the top of the hour as part of Rapid Fire for Ask Amy Anything. A gator lying in the weeds just next to a pond or a small body of water.
Lurking,
just waiting for you to come by. A lion, any type of a hunter, just waiting for you to come along.
Stalk their prey.
They don't even need to stalk. They're just waiting for you. Patient, calm, quiet, not things that I generally am. That was Dean Wade. He lured you in. His 3-point performance in the first three quarters. That's 1 point for every quarter. Just put the Celtics at ease. And then, boom, goes Dean Wade. Well, this game went down to the wire, and let's not blame the officials.
Tatum pushes Garland, spins to his right, falls away at the elbow. It bounces out. tapped up by Porzingis in, but what did they call?
Foul.
Did they call a foul against the Cavs? Nobody could hear the whistle. Everything stopped on the floor. The shot was no good. Porzingis put it back up and in, but they called a foul with 7/10 of a second remaining, and Jason Tatum will go to the free throw line.
After review, the leg kick by the right leg of Tatum was deemed to make contact with Garland, where otherwise contact would not have happened. Therefore, the ruling on the floor is overturned. It's not enough for an offensive foul on Tatum, as it didn't take Garland out of the play. We'll resume play with a jump ball center circle entry.
So, no offensive rebound for Porzingis, jump ball. And I think he's just going to make it 7/10 of a second. Porzingis and Jared Allen on the jump ball. Porzingis wins it to Derek White. The clock immediately goes to zero, but they don't start. They made a mistake. No, they're saying the game's over. They started the clock as soon as Porzingis touched it. So Derek White didn't even get a chance to catch it. The clock is hit, triple zeros. The game is over. The win streak is over. And what a brutal way for it to end. There'll be a lot of discussion about these final possessions and how they were adjudicated. But the reality is the Cavs came from 22 down in the fourth quarter and somehow get it done.
So here's the thing. You cannot blame a call that could go either way. And actually, I agree with the overturning. So the Cavs challenged the call. Jason Tatum initiated the contact with Darius Garland. He kicked his leg out. There was no foul. I mean, come on. Basketball is not always a contact sport, but there was barely any contact. It was not a foul. The officials got it right when they went back and looked at it. Really smart challenge by the Cavaliers. And so the call is overturned. The Celtics end up losing. As you hear with Sean Grandy on the Celtics radio network before that, Cavs radio, you cannot possibly blame a call that does not go your way if you cough up a 22-point lead in 9 minutes and Jason Tatum knows it.
It was unfortunate. Thought I got fouled, but they didn't think I got fouled. And it's tough because we would have had to tip in, so... it's just a weird way to end the game, but, you know, they always say the game isn't won or lost on the last play. It's a lot of things that we didn't do well in that fourth quarter that put us in that position. Yeah, just trying to get a clean look. Hindsight, probably should have went a little bit earlier to give us more time and maybe another opportunity.
It's just not our guy's nature to give up. And, you know, we're obviously, you know, been through situations where we've been shorthanded, we've been down, and it seems like every single time it happens, somebody else finds a way to step up and help us win. It's a great win. There's no doubt about it. You know, again, how we got it to be down and to be able to come back and win it, it's a huge win for us. I think it's a confidence boost for our guys to understand, you know, what they're capable of and what they can do. You know, I don't really get into signature wins, but it's definitely a win that you can look back on and you can gain confidence and belief in.
JC Bickerstaff, head coach of the Cavaliers, and that was the first thing that came to my mind, is this is a confidence-boosting win. Likely the Celtics are, in fact, they may have already locked up the top seed in the East. They are running away with the conference in the number one seed. However, the Cavaliers are sitting in third. This particular group doesn't have a ton of playoff experience. And so I like the fact that they come up with this victory over the Celtics, do it on their home court. They've got the crowd behind them. And don't forget, they're without Donovan Mitchell. And they're also without Evan Mobley in, can't remember when he went out in this game, but most of the second half, if not all, they're without Mobley as well. So they're shorthanded, but they had Travis Kelce on the sidelines, right? This is funny. Kelce bobblehead night. You get two for the price of one because it was Travis and Jason Kelce that are on one little platform. Jay found it and showed me the photo earlier this week. And so Travis is sitting courtside, and he and Dean Wade have an exchange following the game.
He said he was looking if, you know, basketball didn't work out for me and I wanted to be a backup tight end. You know, I got good hands, so.
A backup tight end.
Yeah, he was just, he's like, yeah, that was just awesome. Fourth quarter, you know, blowing up like that was great. So it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. There you have Dean Wade with a celebrity sighting. Travis Kelce was all up in his feels. He was pretty excited about it. And, of course, his bobblehead night.
It's already on eBay, and it's going for a pretty penny.
Come on, how much?
I'm just looking. I mean, I'm not sure how many have sold at what prices yet, but I see a couple that are listed already. $275, $399, $350.
Would you, first of all, they're everywhere. They gave up thousands of them.
Yeah.
Would you pay that kind of money for a bobblehead any kind?
No. If it was, no, I wouldn't. But if it was maybe signed by the both of them with like a personal message, I don't know.
A cameo?
Right. For Kelce cameo. That's the only way I could see it maybe being worth over $80 if it's signed by both of them.
$80?
That I think maybe for like
that's
what
a
it
really
is.
Good meal, a night out of the town. That's date night. I wouldn't spend that on a bobblehead.
Yeah, but it's a collector's item, and it's the Kelces are a hot name right now.
But there were like so many of them, though.
Yeah, I mean, but if you think about it, there's really only how many? Like 10,000, 12,000, which isn't like that many in terms of like you know. They're out there. You can get them, but you know, in terms of how many people probably want them.
All right.
I'm not buying it.
Are you a bobblehead collector?
No, I used to go when they would just give them out at like Mets games in here in New York and stuff. Or like, but I would never really. I don't really buy them. I'll get them at the stadium giveaway, and I have like a lot of them. But yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Oh, the only bobblehead I have. This is a true story. The only one I have is the one that producer Jay gave me for Christmas 2 years ago, an Obi-Wan Kenobi bobblehead. That's the only one I got.
You know, I didn't even realize he was a bobblehead when I bought him.
I know you didn't.
He's a Funko Pop.
You gave him to me. A what?
A Funko.
A Funko?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask what that word means.
Funko
Pop.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the company.
Oh.
Yeah. They're like Beanie Babies, except like of today. Like,
oh, okay.
People think they're going to be worth
Funko
a lot of money,
Pop.
But they're really not.
Well, Obi-Wan will be.
He's actually a special one, so
yeah.
Hang on to him.
Why would I get rid of him?
He's a special one.
He's the only bobblehead Funko Pop that I have. So don't you worry. I'm holding on to him. By the way, I hate to rain on your parade, producer Jay, but it's been confirmed there is no season 2 of Obi-Wan.
Oh, really? I saw Ian said that he wanted to do it or like would do it if they asked him. I guess they didn't ask him.
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan, yeah.
Yeah. No, at this point, no plans. Though he would love to, but
yeah,
no
he
plans.
He said he would love to. Oh, that's upsetting.
That is.
Andor,
sorry to ruin your Wednesday morning. All right. We've put it out there on social officially to ask you which team is in the absolute worst situation in the NFL. And the more we talk about this, the more names I come up with just to throw them into the pot. The Broncos, in light of the fact that they have really no good options at quarterback. The Panthers. The Commanders, at least they picked number 2 overall. The Raiders, I like the momentum they had under Antonio Pierce, but they don't have a quarterback either. The Titans, well, they no longer have Derrick Henry, nor do they have an offensive line in front of Will Levis. Here's another one. As we've been talking about it over the last couple hours, Jay, the Patriots. Now, I like Jerod Mayo. A lot of people like Jerod Mayo, and I do believe that Bob Kraft is committed to winning. But they don't have a quarterback either. And it could get worse before it gets better with the Patriots, with the Pats.
That's not my job.
Ouch. Ouch. That was just wrong. That's about as wrong as Jason Kelce sobbing over a man's genitalia. It's not my job.
And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium. Say, yeah, let's do it.
It's the most ill-timed ugly cry in the history of retirement speeches.
Not great timing.
No, not at all. This makes me laugh. First, he talks about Nick Foles and his manly parts.
I won't forget Nick Foles having the game of his life on the biggest stage possible. And the biggest d*** on the team going up to Doug Peterson and asking for the Philly special. And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium. Say, yeah, let's do it.
Wait, can we please make that a Hall of Flamer?
It might have to be.
A Hall of Flame candidate? The funny part is his wife says that she's the only one that heard the speech beforehand. Do you think she was like, yeah, babe, do it exactly like that?
Perfect line. Yeah, excellent delivery. That's how you got to do it.
That's going to be the talk of Philadelphia.
You think when he was like doing the speech, practicing it to his wife, he was like, start, like he was reading that part of the speech, like he started it off, like run through a wall, like, oh, Nick Foles, like Dick Peterson, like biggest genitalia. And then, like, I don't know, he just got choked. Like, he meant it to be like a aggressive.
I doubt he cried during that part, but I'm sure that when he practiced, he did cry.
Think so?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, they're. Yes, emotional moments, for instance, and this is not the same thing, but people who have to deliver a eulogy or something that's really emotional, of course, they will cry when they're practicing. So I'm sure he did cry, but over body parts?
The timing.
The timing was just impeccable.
And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium. Say, yeah, let's do it.
Hey, I've decided that coming up on a future show, we have to ask people to share their ringtones. People are responding about my ringtone. Mine's the ice cream truck. What's yours, Jay?
I wouldn't know how to describe mine.
All right, well, we're going to have to play it at some point. People are responding and telling generic. Us what their alarm tones are. It's generic.
Yeah, it's pretty generic.
No, it needs to be unique to you.
I used to like kind of mess around with them because I would get so like annoyed or used to sometimes the one that I would, so I would just like sleep through it. I'd just hear it, immediately turn it off.
I am your father.
Wake me up.
No!
That would be good because I got to get up so I could relate to that.
I need a Star Wars alarm. Oh my gosh.
Or how about like R2-D2 noises?
I don't know if that would work. Maybe. I might just imagine I was in a Star Wars movie. The dream. It's a bucket list item. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. Good morning to you. It's The Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Pod.
Shall I take your order or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Cast.
It makes me wanna creep. Damn.
For me, I'm not trying to be Bill. I'm not trying to be Bill. I think that Bill is his own man. If you can't tell by now, I'm a little bit different even up here. The more I think about like the lessons that I've taken from Bill, hard work works, right? Hard work works, and that's what we're all about.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Gerard Mayo played for Bill Belichick, then coached under Bill Belichick, and now takes over as first-time head coach in the NFL for a franchise that is no longer a dynasty and is trying to find a new identity and a new way forward. Now, Gerard will have a lot to say about that, for sure. But they don't have a quarterback. Or at least one that's had a ton of success to this point. They do actually have two under contract. But will they go the quarterback route in the draft? They pick number three. That in and of itself is jarring to say as a Patriots fan. They pick number three. even when Belichick and the Patriots did not make the playoffs, they still would be relatively competitive in the Brady era. Remember even the year, well, they made the playoffs with Brady, but even the year that Brady tore his ACL and it was Matt Cassel, right, that played the rest of the season, they still had double-figure wins, if I remember correctly, though they did miss the playoffs. But for them to pick number three, considering their recent history, it's jarring. Belichick always tried to move down anyway. Sometimes he would just back out of the first round and stockpile picks. He was looking for value. He's looking for versatile guys, guys that could play multiple positions or that had skills that would fit the schemes and the sets that he wanted to use. And so this is a guy who didn't necessarily employ a draft strategy. It was common to what the other teams were doing. They pick number three. There are at least three real good quarterbacks in this draft. Some would say there are five, six starting quarterbacks in this draft. What will be remaining, though? What will be available? There's more and more people that believe the Patriots could get J.J. McCarthy if that's what they wanted. Jay just looked this up. This is awesome. The last top 10 pick for the Pats was Jerod Mayo. 10th in 2008. What a cool nerd alert, Jay. Where did you get that from?
I just did a little research.
That's amazing. Our research, our crack research staff behind the double pane glass. Love that. The Dynasty is out on Apple Plus, and I've seen a lot of tweets and Facebook posts from those of you who are watching it. I don't know if it has appeal outside of New England, but I know there are a lot of Patriots fans who are paying attention. And some of you are angry at Bob Kraft and the way he portrays the Dynasty and Bill Belichick. But what caught our attention is this, it's a montage. So you hear the music first. Well, you hear the background and you hear Bill Belichick's voice in a film session and Randy Moss and Matthew Slater talking about how Belichick treated Brady in film sessions as part of this docuseries.
Wide open. Don't see it. End up getting sacked. And should we have it? Yeah. Do we have it? No.
I remember one time Bill tore Brady's head completely off, decapitated Brady. He said, you guys are telling me that my Hall of Fame quarterback cannot complete a five-yard out?
I mean, the quarterback play here is just awful. This stinks. And I'm sitting there, I'm sure my mouth was wide open. Because I'm like, man, that's Tom Brady. This guy has won four Super Bowls. But I think that speaks to Bill, right? To him, nobody's bigger than the team. He's going to coach everybody the same because he feels like that's going to give the team the best chance to have success. And honestly, he's not worried about hurting anybody's feelings. He really doesn't care. Like, if you're offended, get out. I'll find somebody else.
Huh. I mean, that is true. It's what you hear about Bill Belichick from players who played under him. But there were plenty of reports that it rankled Tom Brady, that he was treated just like everybody else in film sessions. And you hear both Randy Moss and Matthew Slater kind of imitating Belichick in the way that he eviscerated Brady at times. But I don't know if I believe that it bothered him. Maybe it did just because he had a big ego, right? And he believes he's the best of all time, and that's fine. But I feel like I've heard Brady say that he was okay with that because he recognized that Bill was trying to make him better, that it wasn't personal. So I guess maybe it was a little bit of both, right? There were times when it did bother him. All of us have a bad day. Nobody really likes to be ripped by a boss in front of everybody else. I would say it happens to a lot of us, whether it's a boardroom or, in our case, air checks, or in an athlete's case, film session. But there's a really high standard for Bill Belichick, and I do appreciate the fact that he and Brady were able to have this relationship, a productive relationship, for as long as they did, which means that it may have rankled Brady at times, but it still worked. And Brady was willing to be coached. He was willing to take criticism, and that's a great leader, right? The humbleness, humility, I'm not perfect. I may maybe the best that's ever done it, but it's great to have a coach and even teammates who can see what I didn't see in that moment because that's only going to make me better. right? It's constructive criticism, even if Belichick delivers it in a way that can be acerbic.
That's cold.
Acidic. What word am I looking for? Acerbic. I feel like that's a word that I haven't used in a really long time.
Good one.
Well, but it might not be right. I'm going to have to go back and make sure that I didn't misuse. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. There are definitely plenty of acerbic / acidic people in the sports world. Some of you actually believe the Patriots are in the worst situation in the NFL right now. But I do think there's hope around Jerod Mayo. I do think that he's young. He's got a lot of energy. He obviously played as part of this Patriots dynasty, so he understands the standard. And he is part of Belichick's staff, which means there's a good foundation there. But we're asking you on both Twitter and Facebook, formally, I think we kind of threw it out there on our last show, which team is in the worst possible position right now? Dana says the Patriots, if the rumors of Russell Wilson are true, that he's coming here, meaning to New England. Mark says Broncos are slightly ahead of the Panthers. Broncos in complete rebuild mode and in bad shape for the cap. They have a coach that thinks he's important and smarter than everyone. I mean, I think you probably apply that to a lot of coaches. But he says the Panthers are right there. The owner can't get out of the way long enough to let things happen. And Bryce Young needs to make major improvements this year. Larry goes with the Titans. I actually think that's not far off. Frank, he chooses a team we did not put on the social media post. That's the Jets. It's never ending. So right now it's Panthers, Broncos, a little bit of Patriots mixed in. Raiders. I think the Raiders belong in that conversation too. And the Commanders, though they do pick number two. But we've seen them pick a quarterback in recent drafts and it hasn't worked out. What a mess. If you don't have a quarterback, very often you're just a big fat mess.
Do you put
mess.
The Vikings on that list if they don't get Kirk Cousins back?
Well, if they don't get Cousins, sure.
Yeah.
Because right now they're picking, what, 11th in the draft?
Something like that.
Yeah. I think they're 11, Broncos are 12, Raiders are 13. So there are three candidates right there that might be looking to choose a rookie quarterback or to go with a rookie quarterback. The problem is they're far enough down if they don't trade up that they'll miss out on the top prospects, the ones that are theoretically closer to making an impact on a field right away. You're kind of in no man's land right there. So, no, I think they are going to do whatever they can to keep Kirk Cousins. Justin Jefferson, they want to keep him. Well, in order to keep him, I'm thinking you're probably going to want to keep your quarterback with whom he's established a rapport. Now, if Patrick Mahomes was available, Josh Allen was available, okay, JJ could upgrade. But right now, you've got a good thing going with Kirk. You guys have put up pretty impressive well, he's put up great numbers.
Addison, too.
True. Where else could you go? If not Kirk Cousins, then whom? Who could you possibly find that would be better than Kirk right now for the Vikings? That's a legit question, not rhetorical.
My house ain't for sale.
No, it's not Russell Wilson. Jay, you know it's not Russell Wilson.
No, I don't think he's better than Kirk Cousins, but if Kirk Cousins leaves and goes to like Atlanta, which seems to be a hot buzz right now.
No way.
If you still kind of compete, I think the Vikings would try to get someone who's more proven rather than do the rookie route and where they're selecting, unless they could trade up, obviously, but what would that cost?
Do you think the Falcons are closer to winning than the Vikings? The Vikings won the division with, what was it, 12 wins
it just
a couple
seems
seasons
like Kirk
ago?
Kirk wants to go there. That's just all apparently he was house searching in Atlanta recently. It's a total rumor. I don't even remember where I saw
that.
Then
why are you dropping it on the show?
Because I just read it. It's a headline.
But you don't know if it's true or not.
It's a rumor. It's speculation.
Exactly. I could say that about anybody.
Is, right? Yeah.
I could say Justin Fields is house hunting in Atlanta. Oh, they just throw it out there. I heard it somewhere. I mean, come on.
I can find the source. I mean.
Yes, definitely do. Please find the source. Either way, if they don't have Kirk Cousins, they're definitely in a dire situation, though they do have Justin Jefferson. But I don't know who you can find who's going to be a better connection, a better, at this point, thrower than Kirk Cousins is. Have you found it? Okay, he's looking. All right. So the crack research staff is on to a different topic. Which team in the worst situation. We need a sit rep stat. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hour.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Upgrade your home now at Blinds.com's anniversary sale. And celebrate savings up to 50% off premium window treatments for years to come. Shop for your house from the comfort of home. For modern, Roman, and woven wood shades, shutters, motorized options, and more. 100% online. Blinds.com invented the better way to shop. No salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or have Blinds.com handle it. Unlimited windows for just one low cost. Our design experts can help you select the perfect styles to fit your home and your budget. Totally free. We'll even send you samples fast and free. At Blinds.com, you get upfront pricing with no hidden fees, free shipping, plus our 100% satisfaction guarantee. So raise a toast to Blinds.com and make this an anniversary sale to remember. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast.
Pretty consistent with that. Kirk, the player, is somebody that, as we saw what he does to this team, I thought we were playing really good football before he got injured. And it's the most important position in sports now. Ultimately, it always comes down to, can you find an agreement that works for both sides and all those things? But as a player, it's certainly my intention to have him back here.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Would say the Buccaneers and the Vikings are in similar situations, but not exactly the same, right? Because the general manager of the Vikings is telling you how much they want Kirk Cousins back, and I do believe that's true. Are there better quarterbacks in the NFL? Yes. But has Kirk had back-to-back really strong seasons? Yes. In large part because of two and a half seasons, in large part because of his connection with Justin Jefferson and what we've seen since Jefferson became one of the premier receivers in the NFL. There is no doubt they want Cousins back. Number one, because the pickings are slim. If you don't have Cousins, what do you do? The Broncos are in that same situation right now. People keep asking me, because I've been a Broncos fan since age 13, what are they going to do at quarterback? I have no flipping clue. That's the problem. I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback or where they can even begin to figure it out. Unless they're going to trade up in the draft, but they don't really have the capital. It's one of the reasons I never liked the Russell Wilson trade in the first place. Plus, Pete Carroll was far too comfortable letting him go. So the Vikings can see the writing on the wall. They recognize there are no better options out there than Kirk Cousins. It's not Pat Mahomes available, Josh Allen available. What you have available is Ryan Tannehill, Jacoby Brissett, Baker Mayfield. But as I say, the Bucs are in a similar position. They bring back Mike Evans. First of all, he's a franchise player. Second of all, they know that that's attractive to Baker Mayfield. Baker is expected to take free agent meetings. during the legal tampering period, or his agent is, but he is expected to at least dip his toe in the water. I've heard Falcons. I've heard Patriots with Baker Mayfield, which is interesting. But the Vikings understand they're kind of in no man's land. And if they lose Kirk Cousins, they are more likely to lose Justin Jefferson. Now, he's still under contract, but obviously would like a new deal. He's at the tail end of his rookie contract, would obviously like something new. But if there's an unsettled situation at quarterback and it turns out to be bad this year for Jefferson, I know he was hurt last year. Obviously, Kirk Cousins is coming off the Achilles. They want to keep those two guys together. And if you get one, you're more likely to keep the other. Not a done deal, but you're more likely to keep the other. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Many of you pointed to the Panther situation. Now, they do have a new head coach who's had great success as an OC, speaking of Buccaneers. So the Dave Canales piece of the Panthers could really improve Bryce Young. The problem is they don't have a whole lot around him. So, of course, the Panthers are in a tough situation because if you leave your very young quarterback on an island all by himself, well, he's likely to get hurt. Not to mention his development is stunted because there's not a whole lot of reason for confidence and improvement. But in that same division, the Falcons, if they don't find one of these quarterbacks, right? So if they don't lure Baker away from, could you imagine if Baker went, that would be really interesting. Anyway, if they don't lure Baker away from the Bucs, that's one guy they're interested in, or, you know, Baker maybe has mutual interest. And they can't get Kirk Cousins from the Vikings. Well, where do they go? Raheem Morris knows without a QB, well, they're still SOL. Spencer and producer Jay have sourced the story about Kirk Cousins house hunting so that you know it didn't come from me and Jay didn't make it up, from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. He's citing sources that are in the know. I just take everything with a grain of salt. But I wouldn't be surprised if Cousins and his team are doing their due diligence, though. They don't stay in Minneapolis. Well, where else would they go, right? Which is that Raheem Morris is very well respected around the NFL. And there are a lot of good pieces, good young pieces in Atlanta. Well, and he's certainly not going back to Washington, so we know that's not happening.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot imagine.
You like that?
Even if it's Dan Quinn, I can't imagine, no. Gary says the Colts are in a worse situation. He says it's been nothing but crickets from the owner for quite a while. Actually, what do you mean? The owner did an interview on SiriusXM NFL Radio on Tuesday. What are you talking about? Michael Pittman got the franchise tag, so Tuesday was the deadline, and Jim Irsay was at the combine, and he says they're not giving up on Pittman.
Pitt'll be a Colt, you know, one way or the other, but we'd like to get a long-term extension. Look, anytime you want to reward, and he's got to fit into what you're doing, but you want to reward your own guys. You want to reward the guys that, you know, that have produced and done things right, and Pitt has done that, so we're working hard to get that done.
I'm sorry, did you tell me Jim Irsay? Crickets? Look, there he is, talking about Michael Pittman. Pitt will be a Colt. Lisa on Twitter, A-Law Radio, says the Jets. They're running back.
I don't think so.
She says they are running back. Oh, I thought you meant running back. They are running back Aaron Rodgers. And their offensive line needs to replace at least three guys. Good luck with that. Oh, and then she sends me a tweet follow-up. I don't mean they're going to play.
I saw that.
Okay.
I was kind of confused. I guess I should have read the follow-up tweet. It was a two-parter. So Lisa goes with the Jets. Jay, what do you think? Which team is in the worst situation?
I still think it's the Panthers. Yeah. I mean, I know they got the number one overall pick from last year, but I don't think he looked all that tremendous. And they'd have done
but how
put
could
around
he,
him.
Though? How could he?
But how can he this year when they don't have any other draft picks or any? They haven't done anything to put him around him again.
Free agency?
I don't know what their cap situation looks like, but who's rushing to go play there?
Yeah, that's the problem. Is unless you have some Dave Canales disciples, are there such a thing? It's a tough place to sell to free agents. Yeah. And unless they can back up the, wait, Brinks or Binks?
Brinks.
As always, I have zero experience with banking and money trucks. So unless they can back up the truck, give him a bag. Is that
he needs a bag. They got to give someone a bag if they want to.
I should never say these things ever.
I don't know how much exactly that is, though.
How much is a bag?
I don't know.
Is it any amount of money?
There's got to be like if it hits over a certain amount, now it's a bag.
Are you sure?
I'm not at all. Okay. But it's got
to
be,
right? Well, clearly it doesn't apply to either of us. So I don't know why we're talking about it.
No bags.
I have not even half a bag. Not even a quarter bag. I don't even have any money in a bag.
Bags not fly free here.
I have a little bit of money in a sock. That's about it. It's a true story, actually.
Mattress?
No, not under my mattress. In a sock, I said. And it's not in my sock drawer. It's hidden. James goes with the Steelers on Facebook, but he says the Broncos, sheesh. Oh, okay. So the Steelers are in a worse situation, but the Broncos, sheesh. Roland says I'd go with the Broncos. Finding a QB is like painting in the lines, slow and steady research. He says New England's in a tough situation, but I'd like to have Fields by a trade. I heard about that. That's interesting. Brian says, as long as we have Dak, the Cowboys have no hope. Mary goes with the Bears. But I disagree with that. Even if they part ways with Justin Fields, they'll get a draft pick in return. They've got two picks in the top 10. And if one of their picks is Caleb Williams, I think it's going to be a lot of excitement around them, actually. Diana says the Giants are in the worst situation. Overpaid Danny Dimes. Saquon will walk. No real direction in a tough division. Wah, wah, wah. On that note, enjoy your hump day, Giants fans and the rest of you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.